It is a large marquee sign with flashing lights. It says public forum at the top, and then below that is like a white backlit panel with black letters like you'd see at a movie theater. And on that panel, I can write different statements. To the left and right are a true and false scoreboard. And based on how people vote on those statements, whether they agree or disagree, the numbers on the scoreboard go up and down.
And so this is an interactive piece.
Yeah. Yeah. It requires me talking with other people and them participating.
Well, tell me about some of those topics that you've put on this public forum, this marquee.
The ones that will be up at the Art Walk in Alabama mostly come from conversations I had with people in Birmingham. Some of the ones that they came up with, one of my favorites is Jesus is more important than football, and you vote true or false. And when we tested that with people from Birmingham, they were like, sweat. They start sweating. And they're like, you know, do you mean me or do you mean for other people? I'm like, no, I mean you, you know, and they start counting up the times they went to church versus counting the times they watched football in the last few weeks. That was from someone in Alabama. Another one that I don't think they knew what was going to happen in the news lately, you know, but was the police are here to help us. And it seems really obvious at first. It's like, yeah, the police are here to help us. But, you know, given what's gone on in Ferguson recently, that's a little more complicated. Having that conversation in public space or starting a conversation like that is really difficult. So creating an artwork where that and a space where we make a little game around it and it's fun. And then, you know, my goal really isn't to confront people. It's more to have a real public forum and a conversation about some of this stuff.
So you did field research, so to speak, earlier this summer here in Birmingham. What do you anticipate the reaction when this piece is kind of exhibited, has its premiere?
Well, based on the conversations I've had already, of course, people are very polite. And that's great. I've been in other cities where people are not as polite. They also, so far, have been really willing to kind of play along. And it was a lot of fun. You know, I thought that is Jesus, the question or the statement, Jesus is more important than football, might get some angry reactions, but everyone seemed to have a good time with it.
One thing that struck me looking at this concept of public forum is you have this statement, you ask the audience for agreement or disagreement, true or false, but it seems like in a certain sense you're reducing that to a dichotomy, that you're directing people's viewpoints in one of two directions. And I wonder, does that create less nuance? Does that reduce the sort of reaction that you can get based on these statements?
You would think it would, right? But it's the exact opposite, because nobody fully agrees or disagrees with many of these statements. They always have some exception or a condition, but they have to choose true or false. And so in that, when they have to pick one or the other, that's what makes them open up and say, I'm going to press false, but I have to tell you why I'm doing this. If they were given a range of 1 to 10, it's a lot easier just to hit 3 and walk away.
You're coming, hoping for conversation or wanting to generate conversation. You know, what is it that you want to get out of this? What are the conversations you want to have?
I really don't think it's for me. I learn a lot and I have a great time doing it, but I think I do this more for the audience than for myself. So what conversations or what gets talked about is not as important to me as what comes out of it. And what I love to see is people slowing down and kind of thinking more deeply about maybe something they have always believe, but they're not sure why, and realizing it's a little bit more complicated than they thought, and maybe softening on a strongly held position. That's a beautiful thing to me.